Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Elio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemail and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Do we have any new reviews?
I don't think so.
Maybe next time.
Although, you know, we don't see our international reviews.
Oh, I bet we have a lot of international new
reviews. They don't show up on iTunes. They show up in our chartable emails.
All right. Well, I bet we have like so many new international reviews that it's crazy.
So many. There's too many to read.
Yeah. So, I mean, next time we'll try to take some time if we have any, but it might just be too many reviews to read in one episode.
We got an email from Mike. So sorry, I'm late. So I just recently found your podcast and started from the beginning. I'm about 2 years behind, I believe.
That's good.
LOL. Anywho. All your talks about these guys who were hot as hell kind of makes me sad because I look up the guys and think, damn, oh my God. I never should have got married. If they think he's hot, I should have moved to California. LOL. Anyways, you three are hot as hell and I love the pod. I'd rate 5 stars, but I listen on Google Podcasts and there's no way to rate. Keep up the great pod. Love all of you.
That's really funny.
That's funny. I guess it's time for these voicemails.
Fucking ass voicemails.
Hi, it's Becky from England.
Becky!
Hello!
Hello!
Ali.
Hello.
I just hopped to ring up because I'm just walking my dog and listening to the new mailbag and I didn't catch the name, but somebody emailed in and said that they listened to my driving test nightmare voicemail and it helped them pass their test.
Wait,
and I'm just really over the moon right now. I remember I was so down about the whole thing and stressed. And I finally passed.
We did.
I remember ringing in,
maybe
doing the voicemail and telling you about the absolute nightmare that I'd had. And I remember saying, please just laugh at me because it'll make me feel so much better. So the fact that someone has listened again and had a good laugh and it's helped them chill out and pass is just fabulous. So I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. Amazing. Just you are free now. You are free.
I don't think we did
actually. Yeah, I don't think we did. And drive. But yeah, much love to everybody. And I will give you more info on my psychic reading.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right, yes.
Much love, la, 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 la.
Right, because someone called in and said they listened to the episode, they passed their driving test.
Yes. And I do want
Becky,
that psychic information.
Yeah, she went to a psychic.
Okay. Love a psychic.
Next message.
Hey, web crawlers, how's it going? This is Joran calling.
Joran!
Hi, Chaos.
So there was the call from, I think it was Carly, about the Carcass. Woman who walked in on her fiance breastfeeding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
From his mother's teat.
Teat, yes.
And you guys were all real negative about it.
Oh, no, Joran.
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 No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to make you worried that there was going to be a defender of that. So, okay, I feel stupid now for even calling. It's not funny. But I hope that you are having a wonderful day. Okay, bye.
Joran, you almost got us. In defense of the, groom
of the
sucking on his... Next message.
Hi, this is Jennifer calling for the web crawlers. I was listening to your mailbag where everyone was talking about driver's tests.
Oh,
and somebody said their instructor made her do errands. And when I was growing up, the driving instructor who like basically taught generations of kids in my town was this guy, Bob. And
Bob.
Before that, it was his dad, who was also Bob.
But insane.
Bob was notorious because he didn't think women could drive. He always made everybody do their errands. But we had like a squirrel encounter at one point, and I kind of yelled at him. And he was like a little bit afraid of me and also a really good driver. So I was like the only one of my friends that didn't have to like go pick up like gum and cigarettes for Bob. Anyway,
That's just so funny.
Also, I'm an urban planner. And when Melissa was talking about roundabouts and how we should have more, I'm not sure how into like urban and transportation planning means you are, but
she's
oh, Melissa, welcome to the war on cars. But yeah, the whole science with roundabouts is everyone's so afraid of them that they go slower and there are fewer accidents. So that's just like a little tidbit. The downside is that they're harder to cross if you're a pedestrian. Anyway, I love you guys.
Sure.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
That makes sense because you don't really, I mean, you stop, but like you just, the whole idea is that everyone's constantly moving.
I like it.
I love urban planning.
You are obsessed.
I'm obsessed with urban planning.
That's literally all you talk about.
Next message.
Hey, this is for the web crawlers. So I was just in my car with some friends after a couple mars. And
Ooh, girls
I was talking
night.
About... how I wanted one of those hair wraps with embroidery floss when you like go to the beach,
like in Hawaii,
they like wrap, there are people on the boardwalk that like wrap your hair in the floss and you have like one piece of tied hair.
Oh yeah.
And then as I'm telling the story, as I'm saying, oh, I want this, it comes up on my friend's TikTok. So like, I feel like they're listening to us, right?
They are 100%.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Just wanted to let you know. La, la, la.
Because what were you... We were talking about something, and then something popped up on your...
Yes. Also, like, I swear to God, there have been times where I'm just thinking of something, and then it will pop up. And I'm like, what
happens.
Chip is in my head that it is connected to my phone?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I am starting to get way more baby ad stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I Google it. It's
right.
All the time. Next message.
Web crawlers, good morning. It is 9:26 a.m.
Nice.
I feel like this is your mother calling.
Hello, mother.
I am having just a vintage bimbo morning and listening to Ball with the Ball by none other than Kid Rock again.
Oh, fun.
Where are we at with life? He mentioned D.D. Cooper. Has he...
Oh, weird.
Did what? Like, that's it. I don't know. How did we never notice that before? That's all. Bye.
He mentions D.B. Cooper in the Ball with the Ba song.
That's crazy. D.B. Cooper's the guy who like jumped off a plane or something and they never found him?
Yeah, with all that money
ba
or something.
With the Ba.
Ba with lyrics. The Ba. Ball with the ball, the bank, Biggie, Biggie, Biggie got the boogie, set up, jump the boogie, ball with the, my name is.
I'm looking at the lyrics. So far, I don't see.
Ball, the bank, dude.
Oh, yeah. And for D.B. Cooper and the money he took, you can look for answers, but that ain't fun. Now get in the pit and try to love someone.
Love someone.
Ball with the ball, the bang, bang, diggy, diggy, diggy.
That's get in the pit and try to love someone. Boom, do, 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 do,
Oh my God, that's really funny. Kid Rock, like, shout out to D.B. Cooper.
Yo, shout out. Where's all that money? Anyway. Oh boy. Kid Rock, Michigan's finest.
God. Married to Pam Anderson for a bit.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Weird life.
Yeah.
This message is for the web crawlers. I've never called before, but
ooh.
I have been listening a while, and I heard that you were out of voicemails. Anyway, nothing weird has happened to me up until the other day at work. My coworker and I heard kind of a weird gurgling sound coming from our warehouse.
What?
And it sounded exactly like the noise that the Predator makes in the movie Predator.
What?
We haven't been able to figure it out. But if you don't hear from me again very soon,
it's probably the Predator.
Probably because
it's the Predator.
I have extreme phone anxiety, or this monster, whatever it is, has eaten me. This is Annie, by the way. Sorry. Love the podcast. Bye.
A gurgling noise.
It's the Predator.
Yeah, you gotta quit your job.
Yeah. Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Are you okay, Annie?
Remember that band?
Alien.
They have that other song. Something. The movies. It's just like the movies.
Bussin'.
You got to buss it. Something about the movies. Whatever happened to those guys?
I don't know.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers.
Hey.
Called before, but I've been catching up on episodes lately, and I'm to some of the episodes that you've... Actually, I'm not going to say because that might give it away. Mm-hmm. But I'm calling because if you have not watched the show Trial and Error, then you need to watch it because the finale of season one... Everybody who listens to this show will love.
Oh.
And again, I'm not going to say anything else about it, but it's on Amazon Prime, I believe, and it is totally worth it. It's a comedy. It's got...
John Lithgow.
I can never remember his name, but he's such an amazing actor. I originally saw him from Third Rock from the Sun, the main guy, the older one.
Shout out to Third Rock
from
the Sun.
He usually plays bad guys, but in this, he's accused of murdering his wife, and that's all I'm going to say. It's brilliant.
Guilty.
If you have not watched it, you need to watch it. And I'm not just talking about my lovely ladies, but every single bimbo that listens to this show.
Okay.
Awesome. Cool.
Oh. Trial and Error on Amazon Prime. From, when is this from? 2017.
I don't think I've even heard of it, but we'll have
Wait,
to watch it.
A comedic legal mockumentary about a New York lawyer. Is it a comedy? It's a mockumentary. Interesting.
How confusing.
Confusing. I've never heard of this.
Sounds good.
Everyone should watch it because the ending is apparently crazy.
This message is for the web crawlers.
Oh.
Hello, la, la, yes, girl. Hi.
Hi!
Hi! It's been so long since I called. Not really, because I literally just called you. And I got so much adrenaline. My arm is just fucking sweating again. God damn it. I literally just got out of the shower.
Her arm is
I
what?
I got so much adrenaline.
Armpits are sweating.
That last call. I just instant armpit sweat. Just, I don't
it
know.
It happens.
It's adrenaline, it's the cortisol, it's running through my veins. But anyway, I just want to apologize because, like, I was trying to do, like, the Marilyn Monroe, like, Mr. President birthday song.
Great.
Where I was like, oh, that'll
be so
funny.
Why are you apologizing?
And then I was like, wait, has someone already done this? But also, like, I was trying to be sexy, and I don't know what happened.
No, it was a sexier.
Sorry about that. But...
Wait,
I was, like, so excited after I got off the phone. I was like, woo, that was fun. I want to call again. But I couldn't think of anything that I had to call about, which is, like, not true. Because we haven't talked since our live show, Allie. So we do have a lot to catch. I have a list going of things that need to call in about. But anyway, I recently had an Angelica Counter story.
Oh,
so I wanted to tell you that. So that's why I'm calling a second time. Woohoo. Okay. So earlier this week, we had a game night. I don't know if you've ever played Scattergories, but it's my favorite game. I think it's so fun. I bought it on Amazon, and it came with like an hourglass timer, which is not how the original version came in, like, I don't know when it came out, but like we had it in the 90s, whatever. It has a buzzer because like you have to list things in a category. And no, there's categories. You have to roll the dice and there's letters. And whatever letter you roll, you have to write the list for that category, for that number, for that letter. I can't explain this game to you right now. Sorry. It also doesn't matter. But anyway, it was playing Scattergories at my parents' house. My mom got the version, the right version with the buzzer somehow. And when we were there, she gave me my great grandma's old Coach purse. And she thought it was empty. But there was a $10 bill inside.
Oh, hell yeah, queen.
Rich, you guys. that's not what I'm calling. On the $10 bill for my great grandma who died in 2010. Like, don't get any stuff from her anymore. The $10 bill had a 333 on it. So special angel numbers. I angel numbers every single day, like literally all the time, to the point where I'm like, should I be like writing this? Is this like a code? I'm sorry.
Okay.
333 is my lucky number. I have a
part
necklace.
Two.
It says
333 right here.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Okay. Next part.
She's been abducted.
Anyway, I see anger in her like so many times a day. Message that the universe is trying to send because it happens so fucking frequently. But sometimes it's like special to it from
a message trying to find.
I walked away because I'm in my house and not my car. I usually just, okay, so you guys are talking about car drama.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, I witnessed, this is horrible. I can laugh about it now. Well, we're not laughing about the first one, but I witnessed a 3-car accident on New Year's Day. It was so foggy out.
Oh my God, scary.
Like, horrible and scary. And so I like went home and didn't drive. And called 911.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I called 911 a lot. Well, not a lot.
I called 911 a lot.
It's necessary. And like, I just find myself in positions. I called like 3 months ago because there's like a fucking fence on fire behind like the Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
What?
I think it was over there. But in any case, it's happening again. Oh yeah. So then 2 days later, after I saw the 3-car accident and was traumatized and like didn't want to drive after that, I leave my house and 5 minutes from my house, a fucking rock hits my windshield and shatters it in my face.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? So anyway, then a third thing happened and I don't remember what it was, but we'll just say that was 3. Knock on wood. There's no wood. Fuck, there's no wood in this fucking house. That was what I think. So anyway, I think we're good. But car drama, no thank you, mama. Okay, I really need to go now. I love you. Welcome back, Melissa. And happy birthday, Allie and Maria. Please. I saw you guys at Alien Con. So fun. Okay. Ta-ta for now. La-la-la, love you. Mwah-mwah, honk-honk-honk.
I love that she calls 911 all the time.
All the time, because the Chuck E. Cheese.
The fence by the fire. Chuck E. Cheese was on fire.
I wish Becca lived in LA, I'm not going to lie.
Well, yeah, I had to call because there was a fence on fire behind the Chuck E. Cheese, obviously. Yeah.
Call 911 all the time.
They're like, hello? Oh, okay. What now?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Sam calling from North Carolina.
Hi.
And I was listening to the mailbag episode. There's like this whole thing going on with everyone about
driver's tests.
And my experience was kind of weird. I have never heard anyone else with this same kind of thing.
Uh-oh.
So I took my driver's test in high school and I did the test through where I did my driver's ed class. And so I went to a Catholic high school. So when I actually went the day of my driver's test, I was still wearing my school uniform.
Uh-oh.
And the guy, I guess saw the uniform and was like, oh, well put together kid. Like, just put me straight in a stereotype. All we did was drive around to the block for maybe 5 minutes. And that was it. I passed.
What?
It was super weird. He didn't have me do anything
at all.
Oh,
I thought it was going to get sexual.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else has had that happen to them.
Happen to them?
So my boyfriend used to live in Tennessee, and there was a Yellow Deli, actually, really close to where he worked. And so he would go there pretty often, honestly, because I guess they have good sandwiches.
Sure,
for lunch. And so he had been going there pretty regularly for lunch. They, I guess saw him going through there often. And one day he's actually sitting down and they give him one of their cards to join their cult, which was really, really funny. I was listening to that episode one time. He's like, I've been there, right? I was like, really? And so, he tried,
You okay?
Not get in there, I guess. But
they tried to recruit him.
They tried to indoctrinate him. It was pretty funny. Obviously, he didn't do it or anything, and he doesn't live there near there anymore. But sorry if this doesn't make any sense. I'm currently driving to work and a little hopped up on some cold brew. So,
nice.
But love the show. Been listening to it for a really long time. Melissa, congrats on your baby.
Thank
Maria,
you.
We miss you dearly. Please come back for like a special Maria episode or something.
Yeah,
I know I would love that. And Allie, we love you as you
thank
are
you.
Always.
Thank you for
keeping the pod together during this time. Love you. Have a good day.
Man, I thought that story was going to go in a complete different direction.
And I thought it was going to be like he saw me in my little schoolgirl outfit and tried to do some sex things to me. Yeah.
I bet he was probably just like tired and was like, let's just drive around the block.
Yeah, just drive around the block.
Whatever, pass your test.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's the last message of the day.
Oh.
Hello. This is a message for the fuck is Maria?
What's his name?
Hey ladies, what up? It's V-Mac-Dray from the Discord and around the way. How are y'all?
Good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah.
Making a beef and Guinness pie tonight.
Oh, beef and Guinness.
So big ups to all you Irish people. Top of the morning to you. Anyways, I wasn't going to call up about the whole driver's license story thing because, I didn't want to be bragging about how I got it the first time and all that. But anyway, this isn't about me. In your latest web crawler's mailbag, I can't remember who they called up about getting their license in Nashville, which is seemingly better than Los Angeles. Yes. And then they all discussed, you know, traveling somewhere else to get your license where it's easier.
Life hack.
Well, yeah. My friend, who was an absolutely shithouse driver, did exactly that. He took his test numerous times here in Perth and failed each time. Luckily enough, his father worked for a domestic airline over here. So they flew him out to Leinster, which is like 800 and something k's northeast of Perth. K's being kilometers, being, I don't know what that is in miles, maybe 600 miles. I don't know. It's a ways. It's a long way. It's like a 10-hour drive. And the homeboy got his license first time up there because
out
of the, like, driving people instructor place, turned right up the road about 100 meters or so, maybe a bit more than that, was asked to pull into a driveway, was asked to reverse out of that driveway. He reversed out and then was asked to drive back to where they started. And he did all that successfully.
That's it?
Got his license. So, yeah, there you go. That's my suggestion to anyone having trouble. Get the fuck out of Dodge and go somewhere even dodgier. That is in the middle of nowhere. Get your license easy. All right. Ali asked what noises trains make in the same episode. So that'd be a chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
See you later. La, la, la.
Wow.
That is the noise a train makes.
Chugga, 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 chugga,
chugga, chugga,
chugga. Wow, so that life hack worked. Move somewhere else, get your license, and move back.
Yeah, fly somewhere else, take that test, and then come back. It's easy as that.
That's crazy that some driver's instructors are like, okay, pull into this driveway, pull out. Okay, you passed.
Now we're going to get like a whole bunch of calls from people who have like gone to another cities or states to take their driving test because they couldn't pass in their own
town. I mean, driving's not that hard. You figure it out.
Yeah, you get it. Although I will say after quarantine of like a year of not leaving my house.
It's crazy driving.
Once I got in the car again, I was like, wait, what do I do? Like,
it's really crazy. That's happened to me many times where I don't drive for like just a week or two. And
yes.
Which is the gas? Which is the brake?
Yeah, I remember the first. Do you remember the first time you drove at night? I was like terrified. Yes. I was like, wait, like I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. I feel better about it now that it's been a few years, but I remember like actually being terrified when I first started driving again after quarantine. all right, guys, please continue to call in. Tell us, which sodas you like, any crazy soda stories. Crazy soda stories. And what you think UAPs are, UFOs are, alien stories, or just anything else. But I just wanted to throw some prompts your way.
Why not?
All right. Well, I am Allie, failed her license test 6 times. Siegel.
I'm Melissa, failed my test once. Stetton.
Sexy. All right. Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.